Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show, and this is Hotel Mars, and we're headed from Mars to Venus with senior scientist at the Planetary Science Institute, David Grinspoon, who's been a Venus investigator as long as I've known him, very happily. We've worked in the clouds before, but now we're going to the surface of Venus, which, of course, is generally understood as what Hades is like. However, there's new information with new language, squishy lid tectonics. I don't say any more because David's here and he can help me. I'm trying to picture why it is that we wanted to call something squishy lid. David, we have on Earth plate tectonics, which was a radical idea that was accepted in the 1960s, I believe. On Venus, we now say they have squishy lid tectonics. What does that mean? Thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the big mysteries of Venus, as long as we've been studying it with spacecraft and starting to really learn anything about its actual physical properties, is whether or not it has plate tectonics. And then it, as we've learned more, why it doesn't seem to have plate tectonics. And as you've indicated, plate tectonics is a theory that, you know, was once controversial, but by the 1970s was accepted and now is seen as sort of the unifying theory of Earth science. It's how it's on a basic level how the Earth works, the lithosphere, the solid outer part of the Earth, is split into a small number of about a dozen plates, that is rigid sections that slide around and crash into each other and slide underneath each other. And that's what really causes all the major geological activity of Earth, mountain ranges and volcanoes and earthquakes and the formation of new land and the destruction of older surface. It even determines Earth's climate cycles. And it's how Earth loses heat. Also, it's how the interior heat of Earth escapes is through plate tectonics. So because of that, and because Venus is so similar to Earth in its sort of bulk properties, it's the same size and the same density and seems to have started out the same. And so we imagine the interior structure is similar. So then it ought to have plate tectonics. But as we've studied Venus with spacecraft, it seems as though it doesn't. It doesn't have the telltale fixtures, the features, the mid-ocean ridges and the trenches and the sort of large-scale features that betray the presence of plate tectonics on Earth. So then the question is, how is Venus behaving on a planetary scale? And how is it losing its interior heat if it's not doing plate tectonics? And that's been a puzzle. So this new idea that you're talking about is the idea that people are calling squishy lid tectonics, is that so Venus has some version of that, where bits of the crust are moving around in response to forces from underneath and heat being released. But it's perhaps has a thinner lithosphere that's not as rigid and not as strong. And therefore, instead of being broken into about a dozen rigid pieces, like Earth is, it's broken into many more less rigid pieces, which sort of squish around morph and break up in response to plumes rising from the Venusian mantle. So it's sort of a variation on plate tectonics that may be the result of Venus being a hotter planet with a less rigid exterior and therefore behaving in a fundamentally different way.
Dr. Space?
So most of this comes from Magellan, as I recall in the article, and we're getting ready to send new missions with new technology, new computers, new ways of looking at things. What's the likelihood of either this theory being confirmed or coming up with a new theory?
Yeah, Magellan is our only global mapping of Venus, and that was a spacecraft that mapped the surface of Venus with radar in the 1990s. Because remember, you can't see the surface of Venus from orbit or with a telescope because it's covered in clouds. So you need radar. Well, we have two different spacecraft that are returning to Venus at the end of this decade or the beginning of the next decade. There's a NASA spacecraft and a European Space Agency one that both have radar systems and that together should give us much more detail. And it's not just the radar. It's also what we call gravity data that you can, by having an orbiter, you can map the thickness of that crust by mapping in detail the gravitational pull and how it relates to the structure of the mountains. So by mapping the gravity and by doing much better collection of radar data of Venus, we will have much more detailed information about the topography, about the crustal thickness, and about the surface structures that we can, you know, really make sure there aren't those telltale signs of plate tectonics and really try to understand how Venus's crust is moving around and how the planet is releasing its heat. So yeah, as you indicate, these ideas are based on old data because we haven't had that many missions, but now we have several being built that are going to be launched to Venus in the coming years. And I think we'll either refine or refute this idea. And we ought to have a much better idea of what makes our sister planet tick after we get this data back.
These are the probes Veritas and Da Vinci, and you're working on the one that's headed into the clouds. What do you hope to find in the clouds? And have you reconsidered your probe, or is everything in order, David, for what you told us last year?
No, everything is pretty much in order. The Da Vinci probe is the one that I'm heavily involved in, and we're going to descend through the atmosphere and clear up a lot of mysteries about what's in that atmosphere. There's still a lot of unknowns as far as the composition, the molecules, and the isotopes in that atmosphere. And some of those isotopes, we're looking at the ratio of basically normal hydrogen to heavy hydrogen, deuterium. And we think that can tell us about the history of water on the planet and whether there really was a lost ocean. And then Da Vinci also, in its sort of final act, is going to descend to the surface and take the first ever descent photography of the mountains of Venus. And that will also help to address some of these geological issues we've been discussing about what the history and nature of the surface geology on Venus is.
And just a detail here, going forward, and for Hotel Mars, all of these summaries together, is the planetary probe part of NASA doing very well in your measure? Is it robust? Because the results have been spectacular, but you always worry about funding. We just have a few seconds, David.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, of course, as a practitioner, I'm always wishing NASA would double our budget or, you know, more. But honestly, I do think, and you know, we quibble about things. And unfortunately, one of the Venus probes, the Veritas, has recently been delayed, and we're upset about that. But it's not canceled; it's delayed. And so, you know, there are issues. But overall, I feel like we do have a robust program, and that you know, the future is bright in terms of new missions and new discoveries coming up.
Dr. Space, we have time for another question about Venus or Mars. You can go either way, David.
David, the idea that there was some kind of life cells or chemicals in the atmosphere of Venus, has that been put to rest, or is that still a possibility?
No. In fact, you know, there was one specific finding that got a lot of attention in the last couple of years, which is this gas called phosphine, which is still controversial whether or not phosphine was detected and whether that detection is robust. People are still arguing about that and wanting to repeat the observation. And that is exciting because if it's there, it could be a biosignature of some weird something happening in the clouds. But even without that, there are still those of us who believe it's worth looking for life in the clouds of Venus, because it is sort of a much more moderate environment than the surface environment. And there are some conditions there and some sort of chemical anomalies there that are consistent with and maybe even suggestive of life. And so I don't think any of us would say we believe there's life in the clouds of Venus, but I and many of my colleagues would say, well, it's worth a look.
David Grinspoon, an astrobiologist, a senior scientist at the Planetary Science Institute, and as he just indicated, he's working on the Da Vinci probe for the clouds of Venus and the surface eventually. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Hotel Mars and Hotel Venus together. CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.